Right, good evening everyone, good evening. You go to the supermarket, you buy fruit and veg, sometimes they've got very nice fresh fruit and veg, and a lot of times they're selling some fruit from Israel. It says Israel, a lot of times it'll say on the box. You can see, especially now, regarding mangoes, all different types of fruit. Avocados is something that you'll find that will come from Israel, and it's become a big topic in Eretz Yisrael of not only Trumas Maizrus, which obviously everyone in Eretz Yisrael is very used to taking. They buy fruit, they take Maizah, Trumas Maizah, they Iba Maizah, they're very into it. Over here, we're also used to doing it. When we do get Israeli produce, then we get all nervous about who to contact. There's different places who do Keren HaMaisros. There's one in Gates, there's one in London, there's one in Manchester. And it's a bit more nerve-wracking, but even let's say we've gone through the Trumas Maizrus saga and you've actually contacted the Trumas Maizrus Keren, there's a second issue to deal with, which is Chashash Orlo. Things which grow on the tree have got a problem of Orlo the first 3 years. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, it's been noted that the avocados have this. Quite a few avocados which are in the first 3 years. There's quite a high percentage, still relatively low, but high enough to create a shayla. And in Eretz Yisrael, there's poskim which are spreading it around to say that we should be careful not to buy any avocados from which have a chashash orla. It has to come from a special place, has to have a heksha. That's what's going around in Eretz Yisrael now, mainly from the organization called Emunas Ish, which is run by Rabbi Reichenberg and a few other Grosser Talmidei Chachamim. Emunas Ish is Rosh Hashanah from Yosef Shalom Eliashiv, which is based on his Pesachim, the Chazon Ish. And they're basically telling everyone that with avocado especially, it's quite clear that there's a shayla of Orla. And that's why you'll find here in England, you'll find a few Botidinim gave out to remind the Olam, to advise people that to know that there's a shayla, that the avocados that come from Eretz Yisrael, besides the Trumas Maizrus, you've got a problem with Orla. Orla you can't rectify by taking, there's nothing to take to sort it out. Orla is Orla and it's also Banor. So therefore you'll find people will try and avoid the avocado. And that's very nice, all very nice to lachatchila for persons walking around with a Manchester advertiser in Tesco and he remembers, it says not to buy avocados, very nice. So he remembers, more than often, then it's the lady that's just going shopping and she just plonks some avocados into the trolley or she makes an order online and then she sees avocados, you take a look and you'll see it's from Israel. So it's quite clear that although lachatchila, we should try and be machmir not to buy the Israeli avocados because of the chashash orla. But the Eved, there's plenty to be somechom that there's, it's absolutely fine to eat it once a person has got it. I did think I'll be able to cram in and look into the topic and mention this noisa in 20 minutes, and now there's only a quarter of an hour left. But it's an extremely complicated topic, why Bidi Eved is fine. It basically, and I don't even want to bore anyone, we're going to go, there's many other shaylos I want to discuss. And the reason why Bidi Eved is okay is because, so you're going to say there's roiv, meaning most avocados, even Israeli avocados, surely just to get percentages wise, it's around roughly 95, in the 90% of non-Orla produce versus 5 to 10% which is an Orla. So surely you've got the roiv. And roiv tells you that in a case where you can't be Mavara, it's hard to be Mavara, it's hard to find out, then roiv tells you, no, just go ahead, carry on life as normal. However, there's a concept called kol kavua kamechza al mechzadomi. That if there's kvios, then it's like half and half. It doesn't tell you there's roiv. You can't use the concept of roiv. You have to do mechza al mechza. What is kavua? It's funny aloha, very, very interesting aloha. You go to Tisha Chanoyis. You have 10 shops, 9 shops which are selling kosher meat. And one shop, you've got like a, let's say a small mart, a small area, let's say like a movi sort of style. And you've got 10 shops around it. And one of the shops are selling non-kosher meat. And you find a piece of meat right in the center of all the 10 chanoyis. Usually the halacha is if you find a piece of meat outside the center, you find it somewhere, the bus stop somewhere. You can say, look, there's 10 shops in town that sell, 9 sell kosher. So you can say, come basar roif. It's absolutely fine to have it. It's very funny. Yet when you find it in the place where the sofok is, that is a concept called kol kavor kamachza machzadom. Very difficult to even comprehend, quite hard to understand. And therefore, if I would go to a field in Eretz Yisrael that has avocados, and there is one tree, which is a fresh tree, within 3 years, or they blended it and made it, even it can take an old tree, and it can just take a young branch and graft it with it, and it will become, in certain cases, will have chashash arva. So, if there's a tree which has got, if there's some produce in the field which has got orla, then you can't go bosa roiv, because each avocado, you can't tell you there's roiv, there's roiv which has not orla, because you are taking the fruit from a place which is called kavua, the place where the sofik is, and therefore you won't be able to apply the rule of bosa. Sorry?
The suffix is not here, the field.
Very good. That's exactly what I chose very well. That you, if you yourself go to a field, there the latest has suffix, when I want to take an avocado and I go to knock on the door of the field and I say, please can I have an avocado, there I can't apply the rule of kol kavua of roif, because it's not called a porish, Naruba porish, it's kavua, it's in the place of the latest has suffix. In the field, I will not be able to apply the rule of roiv. I don't have to say kol kavua kamech samech adomi, and it's like chatzi chatzi. So you're correctly mentioning. In our case, we go to the supermarket, and in the supermarket, it's not a place of kavua. The supermarket is not a place of the field. It doesn't take 5 minutes just to go to an Israeli field, to the Tesco, and then the Israeli field is hundreds of miles away. So the Mokum HaSofik is not the field, the Mokum HaSofik is in Tesco. However, there is a chap that in Israeli fields where there's Yiddish farmers cutting the avocados, if a Yiddish farmer cuts the avocados, then he knows that now there's an avocado which is Orla, and the latest, there's no latest HaSofik anymore. The latest HaSofik took place over there. He knows very well that there's Orla there, and you won't be able to apply the rule of Roiv in his field. So if he's a Yiddish farmer, then you vita lost the rule of saying that you can go basa roif, because for the Yiddish farmer, you would apply the rule of kol kavur kamachza machadami. And once you apply the rule, this is the Kiddush, once you apply the rule of kol kavur for a Yid that picks it up in the field, then it becomes also b'chol ha'olam. Even if you pass on someone, obviously, I'm telling you, I'm not even touching anywhere. It's pointless going down this road, because there's far too much to say on this. There's a ganze machloek is Rishonim, Rashban, and Ram, whether you say, in our case, it's even a Sofok, whether you got where the latest Sofok is. You don't even know. There's far too much to say on this topic. The soft of it is very clear. I've got a very nice truv over here, beautiful, beautifully written from Reb Reichenberg. Mamish, the Rosh of Adabrim on this Noisa. Beautiful, he writes good Sfarim, Mishpatei Eretz. He's got a good Sfarim. And he's like the grace of Macha there, Dalton, him and Befrati. And beautifully, I've been in contact with him with emails, other different. There's so much to say on it. It's just completely going to bore you. And therefore, I just want to say is that Agam Lechatzchila, there is an inyan to avoid Israeli avocado specifically because of Chashash Orla. However, certainly if a person does get it, there's far too much to rely on to say that a person should now discard of it or anything like that. That's something that's just is too far in. Ad Kedei Kach, we're trying to find the inyan to be machmir Efshar Daz Ulai. To be machmir, to find the mokum lahachmir was hard enough. So I'm machmir yesh ami lismich. Right? The mechassis has got shuvas on this. There's loads to say. Safe dava is that this, if a person does have avocado, it's posher that you can eat it. Obviously, after trumps and mice was taken, that's definitely going to be okay.
So the women in Halkins, when they go to Halkins, should my mom not buy the avocado?
That's fine. They make sure there's a sign there saying that they make sure that nothing is from Israel. That's actually a very recent sign. And they just don't want to know from any shilas. That's going to be okay. I just want to share with you a few shilas which is commonly asked. On Friday, there's a big bahala. Everyone's a bit rushed for Shabbos, and they try to get hold of a barber because a person's hair is growing long, and they try this barber, try that barber. No, it's about Shabbos. They thought they can get in for a barber, and they cancelled. The Maisa didn't manage to have a haircut on Erev Shabbos. He tried, he didn't manage to have a haircut on Erev Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, the barber calls back and says, you know, I apologize, I'm so sorry, I can fit you in tonight, no problem, I can come in 3 hours' time. I know Motzei Shabbos is not the best time for everyone, but He wants to know, is there any shaila of having a haircut on Motzah Shabbos? Is it like a sort of a bizoy maybe for Shabbos, that you know you're having a Motzah Shabbos? Is there a nusach? Maybe you have to wait for Sunday, maybe you have to wait for Tuesday, Friday. What's the nusach that is said over here? Very interesting. That once a person, there doesn't seem to be a problem of having a haircut on Motzah Shabbos. It's just that when you're standing on Friday morning, Friday afternoon, and you have the ability to have a haircut, and you neglectfully decide to wait till Motzah Shabbos, that's where you find that the post can brought down the Za'avla. And it goes so far that when it comes to Lag Ba'Omer, which falls on Sunday, where really you can have your haircut on Motzah Shabbos Sunday when it comes to Lag Ba'Omer, the Ramah tells you, you can go ahead and have a haircut Friday. Friday, Halidavah, it's Lamed Aleph Lo'Omer. What Shaykhaz has that got to? Where are you getting your haircut from? So, if them state, Machzah Shaykhaz must be there very nicely in Rish Sadi Gimel. It must be very, very nicely that it would be a bizoyan where Friday you could theoretically have a haircut and you just push it off to Sunday. So again, if there's a big reason to wait for Sunday, a strict halacha, then fine. But over here, Chazal saw that when it comes to just a minik of the sphere, we can tell you to have a haircut on Friday. But once a person, for whatever reason, didn't have a haircut on Friday, Leib Motzino Azahak Poda, not to have a haircut on Matzah Shabbos. There is a Taz that people point to in some Rish Samach, and Maisa Mishabura misses it out, and therefore, if a person does need to have a haircut on Matzah Shabbos, and you can't have it Friday, really the best time to have it is really Friday, the Kabbalah Shabbos, then Matzah Shabbos doesn't seem to be any worse than having it on Monday night. You might feel bad, you know, you're still in Shabbos clothes, you're sitting down for a haircut, it feels a bit wrong. But Maisa, we don't find that Alpi Alocha as a major issue. The next shayla, which someone just had the shayla now, is going to Eretz Yisrael for a holiday. Very interesting. People have different minds on it. Going to Eretz Yisrael for a holiday, people want to have a holiday. But where do you go to Eretz Yisrael? There's a war, it doesn't feel right. Some people say, let's have a holiday somewhere else. If you have to have a holiday, some people faket, let's give Israel money. Shayla, all different svarim. The fact is, he's going to a tzimmer, one of these simmerim, that they, it's like a villa, we call it Airbnb. Here we would call it Airbnb, and he's renting for a week and a half, or about 2 weeks, a simmer in Eretz Yisrael. He comes there today. I don't know if there's any flights. I don't know. I'm not sure. The shayla was today, and the shayla is he notices that there's no mezuzahs on the doors. He's in an area which is not so. It's not at the heart of Mem Gimel. It's not the heart of. You won't find the villa there anyway. So we split up into 10 diras. So if you have. He's got somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, and he wants to know, is there any shaila of being in an area or taking over a place for 2 weeks without mezuzahs, especially with the matzav now? A person would want to make sure that he's got the best security, and the best security is to have mezuzahs. This is a massive, massive noisa again, very interesting. When I read you a Shulchan Aruch, you will tell me one way. What would you say, Misfora? This Shleishim Yoyim business, right? We know that halacha is that when you go anywhere, when you rent a house here, so everyone knows here in England we're very lucky that we have a 30-day allowance. People go into a rent a dira, they come back from Eretz Yisrael, only rented by the way. If you buy a dira, if you buy in Chusrat, you also mechuyev to do the first day. The first day when you move in, before you go to sleep, you have to make sure all the mezuzahs are up. But if you rent, we know that we've got a very good allowance, 30 days, we're very clean, it's fine, that's very good. In Eretz Yisrael, if you rent, right, you don't have that allowance. Shulchan Aruch only gives that allowance in Chutz Loretz. But as Soicha buys by Eretz Yisrael, Chayev b'mezuzah miyad. There's a chiv straight away. The reason is very interesting. Rashi says, we want to entice you to stay in your dira in Eretz Yisrael, Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael, because we're going to bother you by putting out mezuzahs, so then you might decide to carry on staying there. Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael. If you're not mechuyev to bother yourself to put mezuzahs up, so then you'll be off. You'll go back to Syria. I don't know where you go. It's Lebanon. You carry on your travels, right? Whereas when it comes to if a person had to struggle and put his mezuzahs up, then there's more of a reason that he'll stay. Right? Whatever the reason is, lemaisa, azoishtein Shulchan Aruch. However, Shulchan Aruch says, very interesting, you would have thought that if you go to Eretz Yisrael and you go and rent a dira, then you mechuyev straight away. Shulchan Aruch, take me up. But there's a funny beginning part of Shulchan Aruch. Listen to this Shulchan Aruch very carefully. If you rent a house in Chutz Loretz, right, up to 30 days, v'hador b'punduk b'Eretz Yisrael. Sorry. Hadar bapunduk Beretz Yisrael. Someone who lives over, stays over at an inn. A punduk is like an inn in Eretz Yisrael. He's also got an allowance in Eretz Yisrael of 30 days. So Shulchan Aruch says clearly, that even in Eretz Yisrael is an allowance. If it's not a bias, it's a punduk. Now you tell me what the difference between a punduk and a bias is. This is very, very, very interesting. This is up for complete debate. There's many different reasons behind what is the difference. That means, if you soicha a bias, let's say your son goes to Eretz Yisrael, and he goes to a newlywed, and he goes to Eretz Yisrael, and he hires a dira. Shulchan Aruch says clearly, you have to put a mezuzah up the first night. Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael. Mashenken, if you, the other extreme is, if you stayed at night over in the Ramada, let's say they didn't have any mezuzahs up there, it's quite clear Shulchan Aruch will tell you that there's potter, because you're only there up till 30 days, you're only there for a week. The shaila is, the grey area is, where it's not a hotel that you just leap over and it's so arai, like you're basically only there for the night, but you don't really hang around and don't really make, like, you know, prava yourself there and, like, take ownership of the place over there for a week and a half. You sort of, like, have to, like, dodge people and you have to feel uncomfortable and, you know, sort of excuse yourself for being around. It's a very different feeling than taking over an Airbnb. It's a completely different thing. Airbnb is yours, don't interrupt. Don't want to know, no nonsense. How do you look at it? On the other hand, is it like a bias? It's not much like a bias. It's a bias, only that this is a massive, big debate. The Aruch Shabbos, Rabbi Rubin, wrote a tshuva to the Shevet HaLevi about this, about what is the gedda. And he says one thing, Shevet HaLevi responds to him, that's another way. And the end of the Ramesha Shtemach says another way, he says another way. What would you say the gedda is when the Shulchan Aruch says a punduk is okay, that you've got an allowance by a punduk? Someone to say a punduk is that the avirat, no intention staying. That you're there as a visit. If you're there for a visit, even if you're taking ownership, like you do in a villa, like you do in a tzimmer, and you do like an Airbnb, that you take ownership and you mechzer chaimish, but still you're there just as a visitor, and you're not intending to find out exactly when, which shul damas, which ma'ariv. Oh yeah, so later already. You're not taking in all the detail. You're just posh there just for hanging around, and therefore some person will say it's okay. Again, yesh for yesh, there's stalled in the can with the can, and therefore when it's a tircha, a person can be makel, and there's plenty of place to be makel on. Maisa, it's very difficult to start schlepping around, getting mezuzahs. If you ask the shayla there and then, and you've got an hour left till you go to bed, then obviously it's going to be impossible to start finding a sofa, especially where he is. However, if a person thinks mirosh, mikora, Chaznish used to take his mezuzahs when he went to Tzfas. Chaznish Kehidor used to go to Tzfas for a bit of a break, and he used to take his mezuzahs, especially for when he went there. So obviously, if you know in advance, then you could be mekayim those shittas. But usually a person can't be. If you're asking this shayla, usually it's already la'acha maisa, and there's kedai ha'poskim nismi cholov sechep shas eschak to rely on. There's plenty of mekinim who understand that Airbnb is similar to a punduk, in which case Shulchan Aruch that you got up to 30 days. Shkach.
Yeah. Shkach. Yeah.